Mysterious brain injuries similar to those reported by U.S. diplomats and spies overseas have started to appear here in the United States. In a typical case, a victim hears a sudden strange noise in their homes or in their hotel rooms, and then neurological problems set in, debilitating headaches, memory loss, vertigo. Now the Biden administration has ramped up an investigation into what and who could be behind the attacks. Edward Wong is diplomatic correspondent for the New York Times, and he joins us now. Edward, good to speak with you.
Hi, Peter.
Well, look, the U.S. government now believes that these attacks have happened on American soil, actually not far from the White House. What do we know about that?
There have been two cases that U.S. officials have focused on as possible cases in the U.S. One was an episode that took place on the ellipses near the White House, and this affected a staff member of the National Security Council. In another incident, there was an episode involving a White House staffer who was walking her dog in Northern Virginia. And in both these cases, the people suffered health effects. I've heard that in one of the cases, it was more serious and the effects are lingering. And there are some officials who are asking whether these are the same types of episodes that have taken place overseas in places like Cuba, China, other parts of Asia and Europe.
Well, in fact, when we first started hearing about these attacks on American officials in Cuba, it was several years ago. But since those first cases have been reported, how widespread have they become around the globe?
They're a lot more common than we thought they were. When we looked at this last year, we thought the number of cases was around, 60 or so. It turns out that there are around 130 or more cases. U.S. officials are asking whether these 130 episodes are all related in some way and whether, a foreign power or foreign powers carried out attacks that would have affected U.S. citizens. Most of them are U.S. citizens who are involved in national security or foreign policy.
And just remind us, how serious are the injuries?
These are brain injuries we're talking about, and I've talked with victims who say there have been very serious long-term effects. They say that they still hear things at certain times of the day. Their vision might be affected. They experience balance issues. And I've also spoken with ones whose family members are still suffering effects even several years after the first episodes.
So that's the what in this mysterious story. But there are many other questions, like who is doing this and how are they doing it? There's a report out by the National Academies of Science, came out in December, that said it was probably a microwave weapon. Explain that. And is that essentially where we stand with the explanation at this point, that it was a microwave weapon?
Right. The NAS report, they don't have definitive evidence that it was a microwave weapon, but they said, like, through the process of elimination and looking at the symptoms and looking at previous episodes involving microwaves, they believe that it was a microwave weapon. There's been one foreign power, Russia, or the Soviet Union back then in the 1970s, 80s, that U.S. officials suspect of having used a microwave weapon on the American embassy in Moscow and causing injuries to officials there. And so a lot of U.S. officials have mentioned Russia in this context. Russian officials say that they have no idea what's going on. They obviously say that they're not responsible for this. And they also point out that U.S. officials often like to blame many things on Russia. And the American officials do say that, all the evidence is circumstantial and there's no hard evidence that points directly at Russia.
Here's what I don't understand. What is a microwave weapon? Many times these people are reporting being attacked or having symptoms when they're outside, walking through a gate, walking their dogs, in the car. How would a microwave weapon do this from a purely functional point of view?
Well, that's part of the question. And I think that the scientists who wrote the NAS report didn't have a concrete answer for that either. There would have to be some miniaturization of the technology in order to create a weapon that can be carried around by foreign agents. And no one knows for sure whether that's been done. No one knows what it would look like. It's a real mystery.
Why would anyone want to do this?
Foreign powers might just want to destabilize operations. We know of some cases that occurred involving CIA operatives or agents, and they were out traveling overseas to discuss counterintelligence operations against Russia with other foreign officials, maybe counterparts in other intelligence agencies. So there's this Russia element that keeps lingering in some of these cases. And there's a question of whether Russia or some other powers trying to disrupt operations, U.S. operations, or disrupt U.S. intelligence practices or U.S. missions, things like that.
Edward Wong is a diplomatic correspondent for The New York Times. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Peter.